שלום, נושא השיעור שלנו היום הוא הפוסל במומו פוסל
ועל כל שם. Today's the subject of today's lesson is all who fault, fault in their own defects, and love covers all transgressions. You can find all our texts at kabbalahmedia.info, and you can send us questions live on kab.tv. So, selected excerpts from the sources as preparation for the Desert Congress. All who fault, fault in their own defect, and love covers all transgressions.
It's not only a preparation for the Desert Congress, but always, and now also, and in the future, when we will finish all of the corrections, the connection between us is really the primary goal and the only correction that we have to it's what we have to perform and also bring that to the whole world. This is our role. We cannot avoid it, so we have to raise its importance and try to do it as much as we can. So, please, go ahead.
So we'll continue with excerpt number 4 from Shara Otiot, Gate of Letters by the Holy Shala. Although your friend's virtues are not as you would like, you must tolerate him and love him for the Creator who created him as he did.
So there are several things here. Even though you see that everyone is different and everyone is far away from you and they have all kinds of different forms, and this is how it is all arranged from above, it is arranged so because you specifically have to correct yourself until you position yourself in such a way that everyone seems to you as loved. And you begin with love your friend as yourself. This speaks about a person or to a person who needs to bring himself to a state where he loves everyone. It is considered then that he is corrected. That is, it's not that they need to be corrected, but rather he has to correct himself until he sees them, all of them, as loved in his eyes. Then it is considered that he has reached Gemar Tikkun, the end of his correction. So even though your friend, your friend's virtues are not as you would like, to begin with, this is how it is. Each one sees the others as though they need correction, so that you have to tolerate him and love him for the Creator who created him like this. The Creator created it like this, and so you have to keep that. There are no other excuses. It's nice or not nice, it brings peace to the world, or there is only one reason, the upper will, for you to see everyone as beautiful, loved in your eyes. This is considered that you have corrected yourself. Therefore, we need to be grateful to the Creator who created an entire world filled with so many examples that we have around us towards which we need to arrange ourselves, calibrate ourselves so that until we see everyone as being in general love, and this is considered that we have corrected ourselves. So this is the correction. Is it clear? There are no questions? Good. So let's continue.
5. From Rabash, make for yourself a love and buy yourself a friend, 1. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia says about it, judge every person favorably, meaning that one should judge everyone favorably. This means that the fact that he does not find merits in them is not their fault. Rather, it is not in his power to be able to see the merits of the general public. For this reason, he sees according to the qualities of his own soul. This is true according to his attainment, but not according to the truth. Again, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia says about it, judge every person favorably, meaning one should judge everyone favorably. This means that the fact that he does not find merits in them is not their fault. Rather, it is not in his power to be able to see the merits of the general public. For this reason, he sees according to the qualities of his own soul. And this is true according to his attainment, but not according to the truth.
Yes, according to the truth. If he would bring himself to the corrected form, he would see everyone is corrected. Anyone who is disqualifying through his own fault, his own flaws. And so this is how we need to see the world, as it says that it is all in order to serve me. It's in order to show me how much I still require correction. Okay? Yes, it is for you.
What does it mean to judge a person favorably? What do I need to do?
I need to do a simple thing. When I see in you all kinds of faults, that you are lazy, joking, stingy, right? And there's no shortage of them. So I need to correct myself. Until I see you as righteous.
So, personally, I know such people who 20 years ago did some things to me, which I see that person, I can't tolerate him. So, what should I tell him? No, I love you, and...
Saying is worth nothing.
So, what do you do?
And also, it's not about saying. You can come to him and make peace with him as if you give him something and he forgives you and you externally truly become... that's not a correction. The correction is when I, out of my own nature, not according to some agreement, but according to my nature, I don't see in anyone any flaw. When I see that the whole world is the revelation of the Creator towards me. Only that.
Even if...
There is no even if.
No, but I...
That is considered the end of correction.
Let's say he loans some money from you and he borrows some money and he doesn't return the debt and he says he doesn't owe you. So what do you do with such a person? He owes you and...
What are you going to do with yourself?
With myself?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. Should I just concede?
No, making concession. That's not a correction.
So what am I going to do with a person like that?
Make a concession. You have to correct yourself until you see him as an angel.
And to forget about the money also. What do I need to do?
Yes.
To sue him, what do I need to do?
No. You need to say thank you very much to the Creator that in such a case He's teaching you and bringing you closer to correction. Okay? So there are no questions. Everybody understands it besides you. Yes?
Can we understand? Is it correct to say that this refers to working in the ten, covering the crimes in the ten?
The corrections are in the ten, but the examinations, checking, that's done personally.
So if now I see many such crimes, many things that go against the connection, which friends in the ten are doing, I need to justify all of it and...
No, it's work on two levels. On one level, it is, as Rabash writes, that we nevertheless have to act towards connection in the ten. On the second level, the personal one, I need to correct myself with respect to those people in a way that they would seem to me truly as whole.
Okay, so internally I correct my attitude, externally we need to take practical actions in order to sort these things out, or perhaps if I correct things internally there's nothing more to sort out externally.
If you correct yourself, then on the outside everything will be taken care of. Try it. You will see. This is the whole matter of if we correct ourselves with a nice, good relation to others, by that we conclude all of the corrections. Ken.
In general, should there be some laws, rules in the ten?
What?
In general, other than the personal things, the way I need to see myself and so on, Should there be rules in the ten that should be apparent to everyone? Should everyone should act according to?
I don't understand what you're saying. Again.
Okay, there's this personal thing which you just talked about, and yes. There's the ten.
Yes. Right?
So with respect to the ten, to the center of the ten, should each one work according to the rules of the ten?
Of course. What is the question?
That's what I'm asking.
Why are you asking?
Just to understand in general.
Didn't we talk about it?
We did.
So think before you ask.
Thank you.
This is why I didn't understand what is the room for the for this question. Okay. Next.
Excerpt 6 from the writings of Abash, the article concerning the importance of the friends. How can one consider one's friend as greater than oneself when he sees that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, and this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all crimes.
This means that I can accept a friend as righteous, he's right, he's great, and everything above reason. That is, I don't see that this is how it is in my eyes, but I accept that he is like that. That's one. Two is that I can already see in the friend all of these good qualities because I corrected myself. And that's more important. That is within reason. Above reason and within reason. Is it clear? If it is, it is. I don't know. Yes.
Love covers all crimes, meaning I see crimes in the friend, but I cover with...
If you see, for the time being, you see the crimes, then you cover them with love. You try and try and try to love him. That is, you correct yourself until you love him.
But I continue seeing those crimes, I just cover them with love.
Yes, when you relate correctly, then you see both this and that.
So my friends in the ten, actually, if they brought me their qualities, for sure I would not get along very well. It'll all be much worse. But is it considered that I'm trying and not I'm not justifying or?
In spirituality, if we go and correct ourselves, then our oviut, our coarseness, keeps growing, and on top of it, we want to cover it with a new attitude. So, I see the reason for my hatred. I see in him all of these flaws. I attribute these flaws to myself. I rise above these flaws with Masach and Or Chozer, and I build an attitude of love towards him. But this coarseness, this hatred, it remains inside.
The flaw is mine. Because I saw his flaw, or is his flaw my flaw?
These are not flaws, we just call it that. It is the Creator arranging all of it. The fact that I see in my own nature all kinds, through my nature, I see all kinds of flaws in the friend, and I say it is actually in me, and I start working on it. I ask, I pray, I get corrections, I start loving him. I only need to try to see here whether I'm correcting him within reason, as we talked now, or above reason. If it is above reason, it means that even though I see all of these flaws, I am going as if and as if I love him. If it is within reason, then I truly reach a state where I love him. By loving him within reason, do I no longer see the flaws? I do see the flaws. However, I corrected these flaws within me.
But what does it mean, these flaws? I corrected my attitude. I see him as I do my own child. It's not that my child stops being dirty and making messes, but I just love him and I justify him. It's not that I corrected his flaw. I just justify his flaw. I mean, what does it mean to correct his flaw?
Not his flaw, but his flaw in me.
What is his flaw in me?
Whatever I see it in my eyes. That is, whatever I see, it's not necessarily something that exists on the outside. Is that true? It's true. If I look at it in such a way that I see flaws and I accept them as corrected things, I didn't correct myself. I only took it upon myself to relate to them in such a way, just like you do towards your child. That's it. So, there is no correction then. This is considered that you're going above your reason. Or, you have corrected yourself so much so that you, as if, don't see the flaws in the friend. Now, the question is, do I not see flaws in him because they do not exist? Do I not see flaws in him because I corrected my flaws? When I corrected my flaws, they no longer exist in me? No. They exist. However, I raise myself above them. The flaws remain. The will to receive remains. With all of the of its egoistic qualities, that remains. However, I rise above them because I justify all of my corruptions because they were given to me from above, in order for me to rise above them each time more and more towards the Creator.
I need to think about this.
Well, I don't know, do you have any other words, maybe, to say this? Look what's happening to us in the Pertsuf. The Oviyut remains, it remains. You have Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozel. You build an attitude towards the Creator. In your will to receive, you hate him. With the Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozel, you position yourself with an attitude towards him, which is connection and love. So all of the Oviyut, the coarseness, remains. If it will disappear, then you will lose your connection with the Creator, because it is all founded on hatred, on separation, on the oppositeness of form. I don't know, maybe I don't have the words. Yes.
There's always this confusion when we talk about the perception of reality in respect to what ultimately happens in the objective reality.
Objective reality, it's me. It's happening in me. The correction is inside of me.
So, let's say, I don't know if it's in the right direction, but at least to help sort these things in my head. We go into the, a Kabbalist and a non-Kabbalist, they both go into the study hall, and in the study hall two friends are fighting, let's say one stole from the other. How does the Kabbalist see it, and how does one who is not a Kabbalist see it?
the Kabbalist sees it a thousand times worse than the non-Kabbalist.
Yes.
Well, according to his ego, which is amplified, greater.
And what happens then? What comes next?
Then he understands that he needs to work on it. But that is not an example, really, the study hall. Here we have a matter of the collective and the general and the particular and a certain order and responsibility with respect to the world, with respect to the Creator, with respect to the students, friends. Here you're taking the most problematic place.
So let's go out. We walk on the street, we see someone harming someone else. The Kabbalist sees it as much worse because he's much more sensitive to this corruption, right?
Yes.
And let's say he corrects it, his attitude towards it, he does spiritual work.
Yes.
Does this wrongdoing, does it continue on occurring? Does it disappear?
No, it remains, it stays. When will it disappear? Only at the general end of correction. The Kabbalist doesn't see this world as heaven, paradise, where instead of the street, everybody's walking on clouds. No. Let's get closer to this matter, bit by bit. Where are we? Number 7?
Yes, 7, from Ohev Israel, one who loves Israel, Bereshit. A person sees all of the afflictions but his own. The advice for this is to look at one who is in front of him. If he sees that another person does something wrong, he should think, why did the Creator make me see this thing, if not because this affliction touches the walls of my own house, and because of the incitement of the inclination my eyes could not see?
Again.
A person sees all afflictions but his own. The advice for this is to look at one who is in front of him, If he sees that another person is doing something wrong, he should think, why did the Creator make me see this thing, if not because this affliction touches the walls of my own house? And because of the incitement of the inclination, my eyes could not see.
Well, it's the same thing. It's a continuation. Anything that we see, really, what we're seeing are the flaws inside of us. Any questions?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay, so the question is, we said that when I see a flaw in the friend, when I make this masach in ochozer, which is the correction, as we said.
Yes.
So from the study, we know that the tzimtzum, masach, and the ochozer, that's the proper way to receive, with the right intention.
That you need to shift from the attitude that you have to love, in short. What do you need masach, tzimtzum, and all of this for? You need to transition to love, in other words, that are more clear.
So I transition to love, but the coarseness remains, meaning the hatred remains as well.
Yes, of course. This is what we still don't understand. How do we build that? This is why, again, later on, we jump from love to hatred and from hatred to love, because we don't know how to hold on to both of them together. Okay. It'll come. What?
In the previous excerpt, he writes that the way of love is that you see only the good things, and the bad things, even if they are there in the friend, one cannot see.
That's true. That's if you simply love. But if you reach your work, then you reach you're being shown flaws, and you have to rise above them until you see, instead of them, good things. Only with both of them. Who did we have here? Yes, Dudi.
He wrote now here that he needs to ask himself, with everything that happens, why did the Creator make this happen for me, right? And now, what's the difference if this happens outside or within me, with respect to my perception of reality? How do I know what I need to ask for, to correct or not to correct?
The question is the follows. For what purpose did the Creator arrange this thing for you, so that you will know how much you are in self-love and how much you have to rise above it in order to be similar to the Creator? So now He is truly giving you very clear measurements of you know, what you need to do. What else do you have besides that? All the rest is just prayer.
Anything that is I see, that is revealed to my eyes, shows my own love for myself.
Yes. Because whatever you see it inside of your ego. You see this world inside of your ego with all of the all of its states, and then out of that you can distinguish between, you need to make a distinction between the world and the group. With the friends you have to reach love. You know that. It's written, right? It's written. So you know that each and everything that I have with respect to the friends that I need to do with respect to the friends, it's only to love them. So I have to pray. Because, of course, I don't love them, I have none of this, and I can only deceive myself 1,000 different times. So then you have a connection with your friends and with the Creator, and then you are already in Israel, the light, and the Creator is one. And you don't need anything besides that. Yes.
So let's say I don't see anything right now. So I want to do it now. I want to use every moment, not to wait for tomorrow. Now, right now, what should I see? There are friends here sitting, studying. What am I looking for? What do I need to do every moment, right now?
If you have no relation to them, try to bring yourself closer to them and you will see how much you don't want to. Try. Does your nature allow you to do it, to perform corrections, to love them? If so, you are an angel. If not, you are Adam, a human being. So check out where not, and there, ask for corrections. Constantly be in Israel, the light and the Creator is one. You have to turn to the Creator, and you have nothing to turn to Him with, so turn to the friends. Can you feel how much you're not with them, how far away you are, how much you don't think about them, how much you forget about them, etc.? Turn to the Creator. That's it. You want to turn to the Creator, but you have no reason. Look at the friends. Constantly, you're in this triangle. From this triangle, you have to reach a single point where there, you and the friends and the Creator connect together.
And the prayer for the Creator is for what? Help me love the friends?
Yes. It says, love your friend as yourself. That's the first thing. First of all, love of friends. Then the love of the Creator. From the love of people to the love of the Creator. I now use Him. I truly use Him in the crudest manner. I use Him in order to reach love of friends.
And if such prayer impulses me,
then I ask for a prayer before the prayer. Give me deficiency, give me importance, but I'm in it, I don't let go of it. The fact that I don't want it and I'm not capable of arranging all of this, it doesn't mean that I'm allowed to just let go. Besides that, I have nothing else to do. Our work is very primitive. Very kind of enclosed, very much enclosed. No, not complicated. You don't even hear me. It's not complicated. It's the opposite. It is very simple. It's all in bringing us always to one point. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That's it. So I have to constantly just awaken this triangle, me, the group, and the Creator, and see how do I bring closer two through the third one out of the three of them. Yes.
When we work in the group, then we see some things, phenomena, things that the friend does. I see something negative in something a friend does or in his behavior, and there's what I feel regarding the same thing, because perhaps today I notice it, but another day I won't even notice what he's doing. It depends on many things. So the question is, what is the flaw that needs correcting? What is the flaw?
Not turning to the Creator. Only that. Because the fact that I look at the friend this way or that way, the Creator is arranging it. That is, me and the friend and the attitude between us, that's arranged by the Creator. But the fact that I don't turn to Him, to the Creator, in order to arrange whatever He has established for me as corruption, that is the problem. That is the only transgression. Why didn't you ask?
So, to always look to see, let's say, if I succeed in seeing that everything happening in front of me, all these problems are there with the purpose of making me able to turn to the Creator, so then the importance of that is what helps me justify what I see, all of these actions, because they guide me correctly.
The importance of the fact that the Creator has arranged it for you. Then already you are connected with Him. You see, the fact that you are aware that this, whatever you have each moment in your life, it is all established from above, already you are in the truth. Now, out of that, how do I reach correction? That's it. So again, turn to the Creator. And then I start to understand, why does He change in me, in the way I look at the outside? And on the outside there is nothing. It just seems to me that there is something on the outside. Friends, and as we learned it about from the perception of reality, we learned it 2 days ago, yesterday. He is arranging it. It's as if there is reality, as if there are friends, as if. This is why, if I know that only turning to the Creator is what has to come out of me each and every moment, then I search for factors, for elements for that, for causes.
French.
We use leverage. Like that I should love the friend, or maybe more easy, that the Creator loves the friends, or that the Creator loves me because He brings me this corruption that I can consider.
Please repeat what you asked slowly.
In order to consider the corruptions that I see as good things. Should I use some leverages? Like to consider that I should see the good things because the Creator loves the friend. Or because the Creator loves me, because He shows me the defects of the friends. And He wants my correction. Or because I should directly love Him, the friend.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll tell you only one thing. The most correct is that I see in any sensation of mine, each and every moment, an awakening, an opportunity that comes to me from the Creator so that I will turn to Him. And then, each and every moment, I have to discover how does He awaken me, why does He awaken me, for what purpose does He awaken me, how do I reach with gratitude or a request to Him, but Him. Him, not anyone else, because any address which is not to the Creator is called idolatry. Idol worshipping, turning to anything except to Him, it's idol worshipping, because everything comes from Him and it only depends on Him. So, this is why I have to turn to Him. Now, the question is only, how do I detect, how do I turn to Him? So, I should always say that, as it says, I am the first, that the Creator is the first, and He awakens within me my own qualities, and He awakens this situation, this theater before me, and I only need to arrange these things by turning to Him. This is my work. This is what He lives for me. He lives for me a very small area, where out of everything that I feel in each and every specific situation, kind of pretty small one, for me to turn to Him. For me to turn to Him, not more than that. How do I turn? The main plea is Israel, the light, and the Creator is one. That I relate, I tie what I see, my qualities, and what is happening before me, I tie all of it to one point. I want to reach a state where, how do I discover it's all, it's just one point, where in the state that I now see, that I'm included in it, and the situation itself is included in it, and the Creator is included in it. All three of us are there. It's called Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. Israel is me, the light, or the Torah, is the entire situation, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Creator. It's all one. So, I reach this unification. And that way, I arranged this point that awakened in me. From the moment that I don't even finish doing that, there are already changes, and again I'm being brought into other states, different states. And this is how it all advances.
No.
Well, yes?
So what's the difference between the work of Love Covers All Crimes and the work that we're talking about in There's None Else Besides Him? What you explained now is exactly what we would say if the lesson's title was There's None Else Besides Him.
Oh, why do you think there's something else?
I'm asking because for the last 38 minutes we've been talking, and I'm constantly hearing you speaking of there's none else besides Him, even though the title of this lesson is Love Covers All Crimes.
Well, how do you correct the situation if not this way? What are you asking about? Do you have any other way to correct the situation? To correct the situation means to bring it to unification upon all of the conditions that the Creator gives you. That's it. That's called there is none else besides Him. Okay.
Bishana.
Just once, yeah? Okay.
The Creator turns to me so that I will turn to Him and ask for others, which is actually Him. He's the others, and I am also Him. So how to turn to Him, how to attain the name of the Lord shall be upon you.
Until we feel that everything is the Creator, besides my inner point, which is disconnected from Him, which is actually my I, this myself, the I of the person. Until we discover that, that's how we work. Well, another one, yes.
When my grandson says, my car broke down, and I say, my car broke down, the difference is between heaven and earth. You know? But love equates the forms, and there's no difference. So, how do we do this in the ten? How do we do this love covering all crimes?
When you come closer to the friend, his problems become even more important to you than your own problems. Because if you pay attention to his problems, then you are not correcting your corporeal life like with your own problems. Rather, you are correcting your own spiritual life. This is why the problems of the friend are a lot more significant. They should be more significant for you than your own problems.
Thank you very much. Your answers were very pleasant to me.
Peter.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, Клей Аламир. Вопрос. Не знаю.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Clay. I don't know if this question is on point or not, but sometimes the Creator treats a person in such a way where he helps him or harms him. In the attitude towards the friends, if at the foundation of that's a relationship, there is a desire to do good to a friend, then you can approach a friend and say something sharp to him, right? Because it's good for him to do that now. Or sometimes you need to approach him and embrace him, right? So how to understand the Creator in order to know how to act in every situation? Because the Creator brings the person to all of these states, or perhaps should we not pay attention to that?
No, he got me all confused. I don't know. Can you explain it?
Yes, he says that if we look at the way the Creator relates to the friend, then we see that he embraces him, and then he pains him, hurts him. It's with love, with an embrace, and so on, intermittently. So how to know how to relate to the friend? If you're acting out of goodness, how to know when to poke the friend and when to embrace him? And
No, you can't. If you feel from the Creator one time good, another time bad, then you're not corrected yet. Because the Creator doesn't relate to you this way, one time bad, one time good. He only relates to you through good. The fact that you feel in these qualities good and in those qualities bad, these are the flaws that are still in you. But we're not talking about the bad attitude of the Creator towards you. The Creator is good who does good. It's like us towards the children. When I relate to them, do I want to cause any harm to them? No, always with love. But this love for them is interpreted in different forms, right? A child can say, bad mommy, right? She doesn't give me what I want, or something else. So, this is why we cannot relate this way. We have to realize that each and every moment it is all chassadim, either covered chassadim or revealed chassadim, but it is all chassadim, mercy. There is nothing you can do about that. Peter, is it okay or not? If you did not receive an answer, go on.
No, it's not clear.
Okay, goodbye.
A little bit, but not entirely. The essence of the question is, it's not that I incriminate the Creator. I want to understand if when I turn to a friend, how to concretely, at a given moment, how to act? Do I need to spread my arms and hug him? Or do I need to be a bit more firm, a bit more sharp? Because that will accelerate his development more. So how to know what is the proper way to work here? Perhaps I'd even split this into two subjects, how to understand the Creator. From your actions, we shall know you. So how to behave towards the friends in such a way where, I don't know, where it's like an external expression of greater love, more precise, but I want to know how to relate to the friend, how to relate to the friend now.
Rabash kutef al ze.
Rabash writes of this. I don't know what to add exactly. To judge the friend favorably to the side of merit. Love covers all crimes. Everything but to exit, but to leave, to elevate his importance, to subdue myself, and more and more.
אני חייב לקבל אותם.
I must accept them in a good, nice way, so long as it does not harm our advancement towards the goal. It may be that suddenly a friend begins to become a destroyer of the path. He begins to ruin the path, right? He brings in all sorts of external methods. He breaks the habits and customs of the group that we have from the Rabash, the rules. So if it's not that, I submit. But if such things happen, I do not forgive. That's it.
אולי אני אשאל בשביל סשה. סשה אומר ככה.
There's a question by Sasha. Sasha says, there is the friend and there is me. I want to relate to the friend with love. Maybe love necessitates me in certain moment to relate to him softly, and another time, love actually relates, forces me to relate to him in a tough way, out of love, because we see that the Creator sometimes relates to the created being this way or that way, and it all comes from His love to us. So when we want to be like the Creator, how do we develop that sensitivity to know how to relate out of love softly and how to relate out of love in a sharp way?
So I answered, everything, it's preferable to do everything only with love, except if the friend is destroying our framework. That's it. I have nothing further to say.
Cohen, מה יש לך?
Cohen, what's with you?
So this, you know, this whole thing in Muncie, this guy walks into a rabbi's house and hacks people up with a machete.
אז כל מה שקרה שם, שנכנס הבחור הזה לבית של הרב, שם הרג אנשים עם מצ'טה.
And, you know, different Jewish organizations are having responses.
ויש כל מיני תגובות של ארגונים יהודיים.
And one takes it upon themselves to blame Trump and try to make political advantage of the situation.
מי שלוקח על עצמו להאשים את טראמפ ולנסות להפיק מזה איזשהו רווח פוליטי.
So how do I look at this and try to make some progress internally towards the correction, towards connection that will truly bring a light to Jews, American Jews, the world?
אז איך אני מסתכל על זה בצורה כזאת שזה באמת יוכל להביא לאיזשהו תיקון פנימי ולהביא אור לעולם, ליהודים?
אתה קראת הספר של חיים?
Did you read Chaim's book?
I'm not a very fast reader, but
read it several times all the way through and you'll see the answers there. You'll find them there. I have nothing to say about this. I've read it. Yes, and I agree with every word. Learn from there.
I look forward to it. In the meantime, I see all sorts of situations, but particularly in response to anti-Semitism and people's response to anti-Semitism. But I'm just looking. I mean, clearly, there's a lack of connection efforts on my part to connect with my ten, with the group, and.
מאמץ מספיק מצידי להתחבר בצורה נכונה עם הסירייה שלי. אני משתדל לראות את הדברים בצורה כזאת, אבל
but I don't know how to connect the two.
אני לא יודע איך לחבר את שני הדברים.
אנחנו צריכים להבין ש
we must understand that if there was no pressure on the people of Israel from all the other nations, this group called Israel would not exist. It existed in the times of Abraham, Moses, Joshua, and
I'm grateful for anti-Semitism.
It began disintegrating, breaking apart from the time of the first temple, then to the exile in Babylon, the second ruination of the temple, the other exiles, just disintegration and breaking to the extent that we can't hold on to each other. And it's natural that we can't. Then these forces grow from without. This is done by the upper providence in order to maintain them together from outside, because this group has to hold together in order to go through all sorts of events and to bring forth the general connection of the correction of the world. It never exists for its own sake. There's never such a thing. This group called Israel never exists for its own sake. It exists only in order to bring all people in the world, or all the souls, which is more proper to say, all the souls to unity, to connect to, as one soul called the soul of Adam Rishon, which existed and broke apart. And therefore, these pressures from without will never cease. It'll be more or less. Now it's the time of the last generation when these pressures will grow and increase more and more and will never stop. Until we come to the complete connection. And from that we should also understand where this tear, this between the Jews, where it comes from. If you would take some other nation, another people, and you put them in the same conditions as the Jews, they would connect, they would make an effort, they would get along. The Jews don't. So we have to understand why not. Because this is the spiritual power working within them to have them repel each other, right? It's the spiritual force. You're working against the true evil inclination here, called Pharaoh. Pharaoh. It's the true evil inclination. That's why they cannot connect. So, either pressure from the nations of the world maintains them, holds them together for the time being, or they can come to understand what's going on, what's happening. Yes? So,
as I'm looking at this specific example, my natural instinct is that someone should take a machete to these people who want to set themselves apart and use a pain of our fellow Jews to advance their political purposes. And then I see in me it's as if I'm an anti-Semite myself, and hating against another Jew, regardless of what crime they've committed.
Yes.
I guess what it comes down to is external dissemination effort in some form necessary to reach this internal connection that will bring the light of correction? Or is first this internal connection necessary in order to effectively bring dissemination to the world? Because I don't know how or what specifically to fix in me. I've moved my whole life here to connect in order to bring a light to the purpose of creation, and it's thankfully there's still pressures to keep me moving in the right direction. But what What is the effort? Is it internal? Is it external? I don't know what to action to take about it.
What the Kabbalists write to us, I have nothing to add to that. You have all the sources available to you. And that's what we should be doing. Now, what does it depend on? It doesn't depend so much on the people of Israel. It depends on us, because we are the group that has to understand in depth the gravity of the problem and our responsibility for the correction between us, and how to be that kernel, that nucleus around which the world can connect and unite. So it all depends on us. If you have someone to turn to, well, you need to turn to the whole of Bnei Baruch and to yourself, and to cause a connection between us. That is actually the beginning of the correction of the world. I have nothing further to add. Yes.
So this, I'm sorry. This moves me to how do I integrate properly with the friends here, specifically with the English department? I'm trying to adjust my attitude all the time that I can be an asset to our efforts and to and I'm battling many corruptions inside to overcome, and a great laziness that the Creator so mercifully provides me. I'm really struggling to keep my head above water and to be the cause of this connection that you speak of.
You need, together with the friends, those who speak English, most especially, you need to see how you can perhaps adapt this book for an American audience or English-speaking audience all over the world, because by understanding the problem, through the understanding of the problem, we can receive great support from the nations of the world, perhaps, and perhaps even awaken the Jews through that, even though perhaps for the Jews we'll need to write other essays, different ones, in a way which is more, more storied, more closer to their situation. I don't know, actually. In truth, I do not know. I know that we need to act, but as far as I'm concerned, I read Chaim's writing, Chaim's composition, today from 11 to 1, 1.5 at night. And I saw that, yes, you can expand on it, and you can clothe it in a story, a novel. You can add more examples from what happens in the exile, during the exile in Egypt, the exile in Spain, and other places. You can put pictures there from or paint pictures of historical events there, whatever gives the common reader a way to understand the process, to connect to it more, to see that the same phenomena occurs all over history every time. Perhaps, I don't know, it's all of you need to together to decide what we should do, because the book can facilitate the correction of the world.
I try to write, and it's a big challenge, because the corruption of the American Jew in particular, we're such a self-righteous lot, you know, if we hear something righteous, we instantly reject it for pride that it threatens our know-it-allness, you know, when we know how to get through this defense. It's
you can't. If you, perhaps you're one of a few select individuals who, because you're not so impressed by your American education, but I see that even Israelis who moved there, they take on the opinions of the American public, the Jewish public, or even not the Jewish public, and they don't agree with what's written in the book. Even though they're facts, but no, it isn't so. It's like a little child says, no, that's not true. I don't want it. For them, this is above reason. For us, this is called below reason. You understand? That's how it is. They don't want to listen. They don't want to accept it. But this is the same phenomena as that occurred in Germany 100 years ago. Baal HaSulam, who told the Jews of Poland that you need to leave Poland, 3 million people. This was the strongest Jewry, right? The strongest Jewish community in Poland. And he was a dayan, a rabbi, a judge in Poland and in Warsaw. And he told everyone to leave Poland and come to Israel. And all of the other rabbis began to act against him until he was driven away. Right? There was a sort of boycott on him, right? And he left with his son, with the Rabash, and they arrived through Egypt and Sinai by ship. They came to Israel, only him and his son. Later, the rest of the family came. You understand? It's not simple. Look at what the person went through. Because he wanted to save, he certainly wanted to save the Jews there. But the rabbis, their rabbis, held them in Poland until, well, you know what happened to them. 3 million of them. Try to say the same thing in the USA, and I don't think you'll receive a different answer. It'll be the same response. How can we leave our homeland, this America, this United States? That's how it is. Our homeland, right? I spoke to many Americans. They have such disregard for Israel, in the land of Israel, in Israel in general, such complete disregard, disrespect, revulsion. Today it's even hatred.
Me too.
But I have to be here.
But we have to understand that these forces, these emotions, come from spirituality. And this is natural to Israel. It never existed, it never happened like that in any other nation. It's only for us. And it's not because we're good or bad, or it's because we are special. We need to make this correction, and that's why we feel such emotions. Yes.
I feel as if these people who deny that they have any part or responsibility in these terrible acts of anti-Semitism being performed against them, it's as if they're not Jews, because it's like they're worshipping idols, as if the whole system of nature is in a single organism. So,
we want only to explain this one thing to them. The connection of Israel brings goodness to the world, brings everything that's good to the world. We come out of the exile, out of the crisis, rather. All the corrections, it's only out of the correction.
When that wall could even fire back and hurt you, hurt the message that you're trying to spread.
As the Rabash says, this the single, the one bullet makes a little opening, the second bullet enters further in, the third bullet perhaps makes a hole, and so on. What can you do? Do you have some other advice? I'm willing to listen. I don't. I told you this. I've been telling this all the time.
Their response towards us from this book, from
we shouldn't be worried for of their response calling us anti-Semites. To adapt it? No, perhaps other than adapting it, we also have to write other articles and essays or a book, a whole book, or it could be a story, a novel. We can take all sorts of cases from history, and it's not like in this book where it writes just facts, right? Just naked facts. It's a sort of extract of all these things, the essence of them, but to deliver it in a more emotional way. Stories of things that happened in various places, why they were against each other, opposite to each other, and this caused them to be erased, deleted, destroyed. It caused people to act against them, and how this happened from the ruin of the first temple and so on through to our times. But again, I think that perhaps in this way we could approach or enter the hearts. But I don't have any other advice. I'm telling you, though, the objection is spiritual. Them not wanting it, it's the spiritual power in them that says it. It's the spiritual klipa.
I'm sorry for turning towards myself, but for the last question, I'd like to ask how to use the environment properly. I came here with hopes of being influenced to overcome laziness and use many gifts and talents and experiences the Creator placed in me, to be able to work towards the goal of the friends in the ways that you desire, and still I'm like I don't want to chew my own flesh over it, but I want to know how to use this environment properly to activate myself.
We have nothing more we can do but to advertise dissemination in writing or video, other formats, whatever you can. And if you can't, then learn how to be able to do all that. You have this language, English, you know how to do it. Try. You must. Every article and article, in wherever it is, if we just spread all that out by our strength, with our power, every drop adds to a great sum, ultimately. Yes, Dudi.
It seems as though, even before the resistance of the broad public to our message, even among our own friends, we see resistance to this message, the message about the role of the people of Israel.
Of course. This happened also during the times of the Rabash. I know that back then there were also opponents, right? When I told those friends, which I brought from the Berg Institute to Rabash, I told them, don't you want to go out with some lecture that we prepared, or to do something to explain to other people? We had such options. Any synagogue in Tel Aviv would accept us. I used to make appearances there in many places. They didn't want it. They didn't want to. But look at yourselves. I did this work, and thanks to this work, you are here. So do the same. We don't want to, we don't think it's right. But what do you mean you don't think it's right if you are here because of that? No, but just like that. I'll tell you only one thing. One who doesn't work in that direction, he's wasting his time. He should go out and succeed in the external world. I've said this many times and long ago, since long ago. He will have no blessing in his work. He should go out of here. He's not going with the flow of the process. And so it's a shame. Instead of him, I'd go find success in different endeavors.
Nevertheless, how do we soften this resistance? Each one, in his turn, has resistance to some specific thing that Rav says. So,
no, not the Rav. He's not against me.
Okay, against the message then.
No, it's not me. What are you talking about? This is what all the Kabbalists are writing to us. What do you mean? We will prepare the book in Hebrew. We'll start reading it in the upcoming days, and we shall see. I want to hear it again. Or I want to hear again what claims people have, complaints. The fact that a person can't take his behind off the chair, that's an excuse, right, for laziness. Until he is poked a bit from below, then his mind will start working, his brain will start working due to this little stab. But we need to try to do this as well.
I'm asking from a different angle regarding the same topic. If I see a friend who's objecting to the dissemination of the message, is that my flaw as we started learning this morning, or...
No. Don't you all think about this. No, it's forbidden for you. You can't see his qualities, which appear to you as corrupted, and he's like this and like that. No. He is actively objecting to you. You all cannot divide these. You cannot see these things yet. But he is actively opposed to the application of correction.
What is him? What is me? Should I see each and everything on myself? Or so I don't understand how you make this division. You know.
No. So you don't understand the division. I cannot explain yet. Moscow.
Regarding faith above reason and within reason, today it seems to me that the explanation was a bit different, or maybe I understood it this way. Nevertheless, in order to see the friends as great within reason, I also cannot do it without a reforming light.
Yes, of course.
So, what is the difference between faith above reason and faith within reason?
Anything we see around us, all of it, it's all inside the light. The light arranges our sight for us. Either I see many people around me, each one in his own situation, and the light arranges this vision for me. And the light arranges it for me. When I see it in the egoistic way, this is called within reason. In my opinion, according to my reasoning. Right? Now, if I want to see him as corrected, not according to my reasoning, but as corrected, and myself as judging him through my own corrupted vessels, then it means that I'm elevating him above my reason. I go above reason. When I describe him as corrected, or rather, if I were corrected, how would I see him?
Каждый день там на уроках о том, что товарищи изначально...
Each day in the lesson, we talk about the fact that the friends are corrected to begin with because the Creator gave me these 10. And in the meantime, well, yes, I see that the friends are great. So doesn't it mean that it's within reason? It's just like that?
If you see them as corrected, just like that, well, it's within your reason then. Above reason means that you see them corrupted, as corrupted, and then you elevate them above this corruption, because this corruption you attribute not to them, but rather to yourself. And then you see them above your reason, and this is called above reason. According to my opinion, they are corrupted. When I elevate them above my opinion, above my reason, I see them as corrected. Then to that extent, I see myself as corrupted.
What is a higher state when I see them above reason or within reason?
The higher state is where I elevate them above reason, above my own reason, and I correct myself to the point where it becomes my reason. And above reason becomes a higher degree still. That's why we say that I need to see the friend as just, as right, within reason. But this is only a springboard by which to rise to a higher degree, above reason, of above reason. Above reason, within reason. Above reason, within reason. That's how I can ascend. Right, have a good year, a happy year. I'm really glad to see you in such numbers tonight. In Russia, everyone, all night long, they take no sleep, everyone are partying, and they, look at them, you see, they all came to the lesson. Props to them. Okay, so we're continuing with next part. What is the next part?
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, the introduction to the book, Panim Yirot.